Now for news from Baghdad. Today, a car bomb killed at least a dozen people driving through the center of the city, including contractors working for General Electric and a security firm. Joining us on the line from Baghdad is Patrick McDonnell, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Patrick, can you tell us what happened today?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Yeah, well, essentially, that was it. There was a convoy of contractors. We understand they were working on some electricity projects, and apparently a car bomb went off. It's still unclear whether it was parked and was detonated or kind of rammed into the convoy, but the contractors here typically drive in four-wheel drive vehicles, which are very noticeable and have attracted a lot of attention, and it seems clear that the attacker or attackers was lying in wait for them, and there were at least 12 people dead, five foreign contractors, at least seven Iraqi civilians. I mean, dozens of people were hurt. It was a busy street in the middle of rush hour.
You say ugly scene. Aside from the obvious carnage, there are also reports of Iraqis celebrating the deaths and dancing around a charred corpse.
Well, there was some dancing around. Charred vehicles in which there were one or two corpses inside. There was some of that, and there was some brandishing of documents from people who were injured or killed in the bombing. And there were, at some point, some young Iraqis jumped on top of some of the destroyed vehicles in somewhat celebratory fashion. So, I mean, it's happened before here, and it happened again this morning.
There were other bombings over the weekend and the assassination of two Iraqi government officials. What's the reaction over there to all this?
People are worried, and I think there's a general sense that since we're coming up on June 30th and the return of sovereignty, the scheduled return of sovereignty to Iraq, there has been a sense for some time that insurgents would try to disrupt that, and a lot of people, both on the coalition side and the Iraqi side, kind of feel this is what's happening now, that there's an effort to cause maximum disruption. There's been a car bomb almost every day this month. As you say, there were two successful assassinations, two other unsuccessful attempts. And there's a general aura of insecurity. The new prime minister, Mr. Alawi, has spoken very firmly and said drastic measures may be taken after June 30th.
Lastly, Patrick, the International Committee of the Red Cross today issued a statement saying that the coalition authorities either have to charge Saddam Hussein with a crime, charge him with something, or release him when the June 30th handover of sovereignty occurs. What is the progress on actually charging him, and would there be any prospect that they might actually let him go?
Yeah, this was kind of news to us. It just kind of came out in an interview that one of the representatives of the Red Cross had said that. And I think we can say with 100% certainty that it's very unlikely he'd be let go. And the progress on charging him, I mean, no one was really expecting any kind of a tribunal for some time, and it still remains somewhat unclear. But I think many of us would be very surprised if there was some imminent action in the next week or two, but I guess anything is possible.
Patrick McDonnell, co-bureau chief of the LA Times in Baghdad. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.